You're listening to SBS News.
It's a sound more and more people in remote communities are getting to hear.
So you bring along your eligible container, then you pop it into the reverse vending machine, barcode up, press the green button. This particular machine has been programmed for certain charities, so you can choose the charity that you would like to make your donation to.
Indigenous business owner Narelle Anderson explains how her recycling machines not only cut waste, but also provide a financial boon to remote communities and charities. They're called reverse vending machines because rather than put money in to pay for a product, you fill the machine with bottles and cans and get a financial reward in return.
An Environment was the first company to introduce reverse vending machines, and we ran a rewards program with a retailer here in New South Wales. And recently have expanded into Queensland, and from the 1st of November in Queensland we've recycled nearly 50 million containers. That's the equivalent of $5 million back in their pocket.
South Australia started offering refunds for bottles and cans more than 40 years ago, and now other parts of Australia are catching on with the help of Envirobank's technology. Thousands of discarded glass, aluminium and plastic drink containers are collected from remote communities, with the aluminium can now the most popular item recycled in the Northern Territory.
The Northern Territory is now at about 70% return rate, and given that it's only been operating for 8 years, that's a pretty good effort, and that continues to grow every day.
While Envirobank is focused on recycling as a way of helping Indigenous Australia, the South Australian-based business Oak Adorn puts its emphasis on art and supporting Indigenous artists by brokering deals for paintings and designs. It was started by Rebecca Wessels.
I felt like that was a wonderful opportunity for us to act as basically an agent for the artists to ensure that they were being valued and credited appropriately.
She says helping to protect Indigenous artists from exploitation was one of the reasons she set up her business. Helping them to sustain themselves was another.
There is an opportunity for ongoing royalties to be paid, and so that's amazing to see that artists can have a sustainable income for something that they designed years ago, they're still getting paid for, and not have to just be churning out artwork day after day. That's really wonderful and has a ripple effect on them, their family and their community.
Elizabeth Close is among a growing number of Indigenous artists working with Oak Adorn and producing work for a range of commercial products.
I just recently painted the Indigenous uniform for the Thunderbirds here in South Australia. And, you know, for my little girl to turn on the TV and see, you know, her mum's artwork on the uniforms of the Thunderbirds, you know, she was just so excited.
And in a first for Australia, a multi-million dollar earth ground station is to be built on Indigenous-owned land in Alice Springs. Two high-tech dishes will be installed at the ground station, and they'll be used to track low-orbit satellites with the data used to monitor bushfires, tsunamis and earthquakes. The chairman of the Centre for Appropriate Technology, Peter Renahan, says it will be a job creator and secure the future of the Indigenous not-for-profit enterprise.
This is a significant installation because it's the first of its kind on Aboriginal land in Australia, and this was one opportunity in a whole new area of work for us. There will be ongoing regular maintenance for the site, which is important, and those roles will all be conducted by Aboriginal people.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.